I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. In South Korea, gay soldiers are facing a witch hunt. That's according to a watchdog group that tracks abuses in the South Korean military. Military officials say they're carrying out an investigation into a specific incident from earlier this year. It was a sex video of two male soldiers that surfaced online. Here in the studio with me is The World's Matthew Bell, who just got back from reporting in South Korea. Matthew, what's the gist of these allegations about this supposed crackdown?
The charges are from a group called the Military Human Rights Center for Korea, and they investigate generally rights issues around soldiers in South Korea. And it says that the military is going after servicemen suspected of being gay, that it's using phone records and data from a gay dating app to identify suspects, and then bringing them in, questioning them, and pressuring them to name names. Homosexual activity in the South Korean military is illegal, and it's punishable by up to 2 years in prison. But military service is mandatory for men in South Korea, and gays are not specifically prevented from serving.
How has the South Korean military responded to these allegations?
It says that the two men in that video you mentioned were identified, that they were arrested, and that this investigation really stemmed from that specific incident. A statement from the South Korean army has denied that it is systematically targeting gay soldiers. The law that bans homosexual intercourse specifically between soldiers, South Korean lawmakers in recent years have challenged this regulation a few times because sexual activity between members of the same sex in South Korea for South Korean citizens is not illegal, but that law for the military still stands.
South Korea is a country with a booming economy. It's got a vibrant democracy, lots of pop culture. I'm surprised to hear that being gay is still an issue there. Where does that come from?
Here's an anecdote. Korea's for the past 15 or so years has had a gay pride event in the capital of Seoul. This has gone on every year. It started off quite small. Well, in 2015, there was an attempt by the government to stop this march, and the pressure was coming in part from conservative Christian groups. Some leading pastors were out in front on this thing and saying, we got to stop this gay pride march. Well, it happened anyway. In the past couple of years, the thing has just gotten bigger. There have been thousands of people out there in the type of event that, you know, Americans would be familiar with seeing similar gay pride marches in American cities.
Matthew, we got a few more seconds. You're just back from South Korea. Tell us a bit about the stories you're going to be reporting on.
So most of the work I did was focused on religion reporting. I've got a story coming up about Buddhists and their connections to political issues there. They've got a presidential race coming up in May in South Korea. I've got stories where I visited the biggest megachurch in the world, a Protestant megachurch called the Yoido Full Gospel Church. I also talked to some Catholic activists who are involved in anti-nuclear protests, and then I visited a very controversial cult.
Can't wait to hear the stories. The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Thank you, Carol.